One more step towards Canadian prairie pea and fava bean processing and research is launched with the $19 million Protein Industries Canada project on Friday. Protein Industries Canada, part of the federal so-called supercluster concept, funded with multi-millions of federal bucks in 2018.
The main focus of the products that will be produced through this R&D is really human food uses, and that's an exciting market category because it's some of the highest value products that these protein isolates and protein concentrates can go into.
That's Bill Gruhl, who leads Protein Industries Canada. Gruhl, formerly an oilseed specialist with the Sask Ag Ministry.
It could be any number of end-use markets. So the protein that will be produced out of this plant could go into any number of markets. It could be meat substitutes. It could be beverages. It could be supplementing other products with higher protein content and concentrations.
Gruhl says the unique prairie climate is a vital component of pulse crop production here.
It's a bit of a chicken and an egg, right? We always have this dance in Western Canadian agriculture on the development of new crop types. So here, though, we have an end-use market and a processor willing to make investments. That will, I think, spur on more investments in agronomic and breeding research in fava beans.
Gruhl also says important agronomic work works both ways in the food chain development.
This is a really great project for our whole Canadian ecosystem. So in addition to the partners of Roquette and Prairie Fava, there is 11 different academic institutions in Canada that is doing work on this project. That's really exciting. That's really what the supercluster was created to do. We're doing everything from breeding and processing work all the way through to the development and look of clinical trials at the Canadian Centre for Agri-Food Research and Health and Medicine at the St. Boniface Hospital in Winnipeg. So really a far-reaching project that has applications for the whole of the agri-food sector.
The huge supercluster investment in protein is tied to the promise of billions of dollars in return, including thousands of jobs foreseen in the industry processing and marketing food chain. The federal government website suggests the protein industry supercluster will use plant genomics and, quote, novel processing technology, increasing the value of key Canadian crops, crops like canola, wheat, and pulses, coveted in the, quote, high-growth foreign markets such as China and India, as well as satisfying growing markets in this continent and Europe for plant-based meat alternatives and other new food products. On the land from The Rock, I'm Jack Dawes.